You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Pacers fans, welcome into a Tuesday edition here of the Locked On Pacers podcast. As always, I am one of the hosts of the show, Tony East with the West Indianapolis Community News and the editor-in-chief of 8.9 Seconds. Today, first of all, I want to say I hope you enjoyed yesterday's show with Caitlin Cooper on to preview, you know, some of the best storylines coming into the season. Caitlin has to be at friend of the pod status at this point. She's been on so much. She's always a great guest. Go check that out if you haven't listened yet. It's really awesome. But today, I finally getting around to my media day stuff and putting it in a podcast. I know it's been over a week, but I think I have some stuff that I haven't seen in any pieces, which will be good. And, you know, it's just better to hear it than to read it, I think. Just like, it's like a tone thing, you know. You can really hear what people are meaning and you know, the jubilation or non-jubilation that comes in their voice when they're talking about something. So I want to just share some sound bites from that day and talk about them. Not too much in depth, just I'll let you guys make most of the decisions, but I'll talk a little bit about them. But first up, I want to have Nate McMillan's stuff in here. He went first on the day, which is just a formality, basically. I mean, people are there to ask him some questions, but it's about the players. But I was curious about Nate because, if you'll remember, in Summer League, he talked about playing the two big men together more often. He thinks the East is kind of trending that way. So I asked him about it and how he thinks that will look this season and if that's to be contrarian or to really play to the strengths of the team. And here's what he had to say about all that.
We'll take advantage of our guys and what they're capable of doing and the combinations that we can put out on the floor. But I do think that the East is going to change its style of play because LeBron really created, you know, strange lineups and matchups, you know, for everybody in the East. And I think a lot of teams were trying to build their team to be able to play that style or play against that group. I think you're gonna see more of the traditional power forward and center play. You know, I don't know what Coach Lou will do. I tried to pick his brain up at the coaches' meetings, but I don't know what he will do with that combination gone. But I assume that Love will be more of a power forward than a spread forward. As he's played in the last few years with Cleveland. I think you will see him in the post a lot more than he was the last few years. You know, with Blake Griffin coming to Detroit, that power forward center combination they have in Detroit, you know, up in Toronto, you know, with Leonard coming up there and Ibaka being up there, they have a big lineup that they can put out on the floor. So I think you can, or I think you will see the East play a little, you know, more of the power forward center combination as opposed to the last few years since Golden State has won titles. They played with a spread four. And I think, you know, the good thing about our team is we'll be able to adapt and play how we want to. If teams want to play small, we're capable. And last year we could do the same thing. We can play small. Thaddeus gives us that ability to be able to guard a smaller or spread four. If teams want to play big and just Embiid and playing him at the center and, you know, playing with the power forward, we are capable of playing two bigs, putting two bigs out on the floor with Domas and Miles or O'Quinn and one of those combinations. So we have that versatility to kind of play how we want to play, or if we want to match up with the team, we can do that as well.
So that is both encouraging and discouraging to me. I genuinely believe that he in the front office thinks that is catering to the team's strengths and playing into the team's future with, you know, a lot of Sabonis and Turner together, and Thad is probably the second best player on the team, so getting him a lot of minutes is important. So they will have two quote-unquote big groups and less small groups than most teams. And he did rattle off some of the teams in the East that will be better with two bigs, you know, Detroit especially, near in the division, stuff like that. And he talked about talking to Ty Lue, which I thought was funny. But now we're seeing that the Cavs do plan on starting two bigs. You know, we've heard the stories not from just coaches talking, so that seems legit. But at the same time, the top teams in the East are not doing this. You know, Philly has already relegated Šarić to the bench, or Philly has already committed to starting Šarić at the four, and he's a stretchy guy. You know, the Raptors and Celtics are starting stretchy guys, so I don't think that this is necessarily the right move. But it's what they're going to try, and you know what, maybe being contrarian will work, and it's not, you know, obviously my opinion means nothing, but, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I'm excited to see how that plays out, and it'll be a storyline to watch all season, especially with the Sabonis-Turner pairing. But let's move on to some audio from players. I only really got good audio from three guys, Tyreke Evans, TJ Leaf, and Kylo Quinn. I tweeted all my Vic stuff and my Miles stuff, and everyone else I talked to didn't really say anything newsworthy, and some other guys I talked to were on off the record stuff that I was just curious about, so we'll really focus on these guys. Let's start with Tyreke, because I talked to him first. So first of all, I'd like to apologize. He's a quiet guy. His voice is harder to hear, but it's cool to hear him talk about, you know, the team trip to Miami and his chemistry coming up with Miles Turner and what attracted him to Indiana and even his future contract. So let's just jump right into that.
Tyreke. About the gathering in Miami where everybody got together with Victor down there. What did you think of that? What did you get out of it?
Just more to get to know each other. And, I think we pretty much know each other game. I watched them a lot, you know. They watch a lot of basketball, so I think it was just for us, just really get to know each other and put each other up before training camp really starts.
You've been Rookie of the Year. You've been a star player in the league on this team, at least at the start. You come off the bench. How comfortable are you with that kind of role?
I mean, I'm just wondering whatever it takes for us to win. I mean, when we win, and everybody happy, so... But they had a good run last year, and I'm just hoping to be here to make it even better.
Tyreke, Victor came here and everything changed. Being around him, why do you see that from a guy like him? How does that happen?
Man, he's an energy guy. You know, just when the win, work hard, and, you know, pays off, you know, that's how the player he became. So I'm just happy I'm here to be a part of the team and just do what I can do, whatever to help.
Where were you most of the summer, and what did you work on regarding your game?
Just staying healthy. Everything else, just working out pretty much. And, you know, every day just trying to work out and get my body ready for the season.
Were you here much, most of the time?
I came here for two weeks and worked out. And I'm back home.
Is that your off-season home in L.A.?
Yeah.
That's
how do you see it as a chance to prove yourself and get more of a long-term deal next summer?
I mean, of course. I mean, I think I still got what it takes to show them as a player. So I'm definitely going to bring my A game every night and work hard for the team and be going out there.
I'm sorry, what have you noticed from Miles in the short workouts you've had so far?
I mean, he's got body in better shape. He's working on his handle, shooting up the dribble. And, you know, he's pretty tall. He's taller than what I expect, you know, just seen him once last year. But he's kind of tall, and he looks like he's in shape and like ready to go.
Do you envision being a good pick-and-roll partner for him?
Definitely, man. When I was in New Orleans, man, AD ran the pick-and-roll well. So, I'm a pick-and-roll guy, so I'll definitely figure it out.
From that.
So Tyreke seems like all business, which he'll fit in nicely with this team. I mean, everyone's a little more lighthearted than him, but they need an all-business kind of guy. But I liked the comments about Miles Turner. Shane Young asked a good question about the pick-and-roll chemistry there. And I think the Anthony Davis reference was disingenuous, but also, you know, important to show that Tyreke has played with a guy with similar skills on offense to Miles in the pick-and-roll game specifically. You know, obviously AD is way more well-rounded and way more talented, but... You know, in the terms of picking and popping, I think you could see some similar stuff there, and it seems like they're going to get along nicely, which is cool. I like that Tyreke was, you know, very open and honest about, you know, he is pursuing a long-term future deal. So, you know, maybe, and I liked mostly, this goes hand in hand, so I'm sorry for cutting myself off, that he talked about how he focused on health this summer. If he can stay healthy, you know, that'll help huge for him getting one more long-term deal since he's getting close to age 30. So that's this, you know, those are two good things. And if he plays well this year, I'm sure the Pacers will be happy to pay him a longer-term deal if he fits in well. So, you know, I think that was overall really genuine and honest discussion from him. And I like that he talked about, you know, playing with the team in Miami. He just seems like a really good guy to have around, and I'm excited to see how he fits with Victor Oladipo. But let's move on to somebody else who's new to the team, Kyle O'Quinn. And on this one, I would like to formally apologize because I was trying to tweet in the middle of it or something. I remember now. So my internet was screwed up at home that day, so our internet people were coming by to fix it, and they kept calling me because I wasn't home, but my roommate was. So they called me in the middle, and it cut off my recording. So you'll hear a jump to something else in the middle. I think he's talking about the trip in Miami, and then it cuts to him later talking about chemistry stuff. So just be ready for that. But the rest of it is continuous and good. So just listen to a genuine, smiley Kyle O'Quinn.
He's over there to your left.
What did you take from the gathering in Miami? What did you take from that gathering, team gathering in Miami?
It was good. It was good. You know, got a jump start to, you know, locker room relationships. You know, you got to chat with guys, see what their interests are, see what they've been doing all summer. Eating dinner with guys, see what they like to eat, you know.
Yeah.
What's your favorite restaurant? What city? You know, the questions that you kind of, you ask people anyway, you know, you just got a quick a jump start on it.
Any impressions from what happened on the court during your scrimmages, your practices? Anything jump out at you? Anybody surprise you?
You know, these guys play the right way. You know, that kind of rolled over right into pickup, which made pickup a lot fun. You know, sometimes in the summertime, you know, I don't know if you play pickup in the summer, but you get a little crazy guys shooting crazy shots, you know. It's summertime ball, you know, but guys played the right way. And, you know, guys like me and Doug, who wasn't on the team last year, we talked about that. Man, they play, you know, pretty structured. Even in pickup.
So what you're saying is you actually got the ball occasionally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Post.
Yeah. Got it, swung it, a little pick and roll.
Yeah.
Swing it again.
Yeah. Now, what intrigued you about
it? But they do it all game. They do it pretty hard. The success they had last season, you know, I kind of wanted to play for something, you know, that these guys, you know, they want to win. So I was like, okay. And then, you know, just teaming up with guys like Doug again, you know, that's a good feeling. You know, Vic, you know, myself and I think I deserve an opportunity in my career to come and play, you know, a team that's really trying to, you know, make some noise.
How have you seen Vic transform his game since you played with him previously?
I think he, like I was just saying in another interview, I think he's not really surprising much of us, you know, that's been with him day one. You know, he's always had the talent. He always had the work ethic and the personality to kind of go with it. But, you know, we just had to wait for it to bloom a little bit, and I think it did, and you guys saw it firsthand. But, you know, his friends and I'm sure his family and even the people that picked him number two, you know, they picked him for a reason, you know what I mean, for this reason. So I think that, you know, he just proved whatever. He's just made a lot of people, you know, like, man, you know, we knew he was going to be that.
How?
Is he one of those guys that can draw talent like yourself? The guys are like, you know, something special is going on here in Indy.
Oh, yeah. Like you need a guy like that, too. You know, Indiana is unique, you know, as far as, you know, NBA cities.
Right.
You know.
Small market. We get that a little bit.
You said that. I didn't say that. You know, but it's unique. You know, you got to really, you come here for a reason. You know what I mean? But, you know, a guy like Vic could pull people here, you know. His energy, he makes that phone call. That FaceTime, he get the singing on there. You know what I mean? He get the jugging a little bit. You know what I mean? But I think he's in a good place, and I think that, you know, he's not really surprising much people that's, you know, seen him day one.
Did you get one of those phone calls?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I can't sing like Vic, so I can't really. You know what I mean? Okay. But it was a good one. It was a good one.
So more good stuff from O'Quinn. I like that he talked about the Miami trip again. Everybody seemed to like this Miami trip. It seemed like really good bonding experience for everybody. I like that O'Quinn mentioned that everybody plays the right way, especially in 5-on-5. If you listen to his season preview we did with Tommy D last week, Tommy talked about how good KOQ is in 5-on-5 and how that really caters to his strengths way more than transition. So it seems like O'Quinn knows his strengths well, which should fit him in well as a savvy veteran. But I just really, you know, he's a really upbeat guy, really knows the game. I really enjoy talking to him and hearing what he has to say. So I think you'll hear a lot more sound clips from him this season, but, you know, we'll have to actually get to the season for that to happen. We're getting close, though. We have games to preview on Thursday, so get pumped about that. But yes, that was Kylo Quinn. He had a great time. He was kind of stealing the show as the new guy who had a lot to say. But last one here that I have that I really enjoyed was TJ Leaf. TJ bulked up a little bit. You'll hear him talk about that. TJ talked about who he faced off with a lot this summer to improve. He talked about his summer league experience. So we all are hoping to see TJ Leaf improve this year. Let's see what his mindset's like.
So I'm curious, what was your being from UCLA as well? What was your reaction when you heard that Aaron Holiday was drafted by the Pacers?
Excited, you know, he's a guy I know really well. He's a guy I played with, who I'm comfortable with. So yeah, it was exciting, you know, having another familiar face and a guy I'm comfortable with and a guy who I know is really good to come and be with the Pacers.
Cool.
How's your comfort level different from this time last year where you didn't know anything?
Yeah, it's night and day, night and day, really. I mean, I'm much more comfortable with the team, with the coaching staff, with, you know, what I'm able to do, my confidence and my body. I mean, everything's just, it's a whole different story than last year, so I'm really excited for it.
What was your main focus in the offseason?
Getting bigger, stronger. And I think that helps a lot of different areas of my game, just getting stronger, makes me faster, makes me quicker. And then just my strength, you know, defensively is going to be, you know, a big help.
How much more do you weigh now than this time last year?
I mean, it's give or take a couple pounds, but it's about 20 from when I was drafted. So it's about 20.
Can you throw out a measurement like how your bench press is different?
No, we don't bench or do anything like that, so it's tricky. I mean,
that's what they are.
We don't. I mean, you ask our strength guys, but they don't have us bench.
Yeah, I understand that, but like one of the other lifts. Like how much stronger you are.
I don't know if I can do it strictly off like pounds and numbers, but I mean, when I'm playing, it feels night and day. When I'm guarding someone in the post, or you know, when someone's shoulder hits me, it feels so much different. I'm able to absorb it and not just, you know, get knocked out of the way just with ease.
Who did you go up against most during this summer? Is there one guy battled the most?
When Thad was here, you know, we were always playing, and he's such a good guy that I can play with. I can learn so much from him, and he's, you know, he's so talented that it helps me to play someone like him every single day, offensively and defensively.
What were your takeaways from summer league? What did you learn that you needed to kind of still improve for the year?
Yeah, I mean, I've always known, you know, consistency. I needed to get more consistent, you know, being able to make shots and things like that. But I thought I got better in a lot of areas, a lot of small areas. But, you know, I'm just ready for training camp now and ready, you know, to get my foot in the door in that and just excited for where this team can go.
Have coaches kind of laid out what they expected from you this year in terms of how they want you to contribute?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with, you know, coaches, you know, KP and Chad and everyone a lot about, you know, things like that. So I'm just looking forward to, like I said, you know, getting there and battling with all these guys this week.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks. I hope you enjoyed my banter making fun of his bench press comment, although, you know, obviously I believe that they don't bench or track that bench stuff, but, you know, it was fun to get that snide little comment in. But yeah, TJ seems way more comfortable, honestly, which, I mean, obviously I'm going to sound like the offseason reporter saying he looks more muscular and more comfortable. I mean, we have to see the results. I'm not saying he's going to be a better basketball player. I'm just saying anecdotally things look better about him that weren't there last season, which is exciting because he was not useful on the court last year. You know, he could shoot, but he was just a dead negative everywhere else. So that'll be exciting to see. But overall, my impressions of the team on the day were they were just as charismatic as last year. It was almost like a family reunion, really. You know, Nate really talked, or McDermott, excuse me, really talked about, I had a few quotes from him, but they weren't as, I didn't like them as much. But he talked about how it felt like a family, and that's why he signed here. And it kind of felt like a family reunion. You know, Vic's running around, jumping in front of the camera. I'm sure you've seen that pic with Sabonis. Doing media stuff, and Vic jumps in front of the camera. And when Bojan showed up, you know, he was in Croatia all summer. Vic just screamed his name and ran up and gave him a hug. It was adorable. You know, it just felt like a family reunion. It was their first time in Indy together, I think. All together, at least, all summer. So it was really cool and an exciting vibe to see. I hope you guys enjoyed some of my sound bites I got that day. And you know what? Preseason basketball for the Pacers is in 2 days. They play the Rockets on Thursday. We'll have a short-ish game preview up that day, sandwiched between two-player previews. Tomorrow is Victor Oladipo, and Friday is Tyreke Evans, actually. No, shoot, who is Friday? I should really have the schedule up. I guessed that it was a shooting guard, but that is probably wrong. I am now filling time talking while I pull the schedule up. Thaddeus Young is Friday. It's a veteran week. So Vic Wednesday, Thad Friday, Rockets preview Thursday. We're back to 5 days a week. I hope that's exciting for you guys. And the next week we'll have a regular weekly show recapping some games, previewing some games, right back in the swing of things for you guys last year, for you new people who opted in this summer. 5 days a week, we got everything. We got game previews. We got game recaps. Right now, we're doing player previews for the regular season. We'll talk about everybody. And hopefully, by the end of next week, when we finish our player previews, we'll be ready to go for the season. So I hope you guys enjoyed this Media Day stuff. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow talking about Victor Oladipo.